Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Maria, minus Scott. And I hope everyone had a good holidays. Good Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Great weather. We're having great weather. And today we have a guest, Julio Camargo. He is a mental health counselor and an MFT, Marriage and Family Therapist intern, and is working in Brawley at the Team 1 Brawley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Welcome. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Typically, we talk about stress management, anxiety.
That should have been before the holidays.
Exactly.
Trying to get all those, you know, presents and food ready for, you know, family coming to your homes.
But you know what? Just on my way here right now, I was thinking, there's always, not only is there always something to worry about, but really, I mean, as human beings, we're always worrying about something. Something. I mean, even as small as it may be, there is always something that you're worried about.
Getting to work on time, getting the kids
all
on
the time,
getting
yeah.
them ready, finishing your work at, you know, the work that you have to do at your
yeah.
own job, homework.
Yeah.
And
it's so, you know, it's kind of sad to see statistics, so many numbers pointing to stress on the rise all the time. It almost seems like we see another statistic of, 75% of Americans suffer from stress.
Doesn't stress also cause a lot of health issues too?
Yeah, a lot of them. So much that even us, behavioral health, are specifically gearing towards a depression and anxiety clinic that deals a lot with stress management, mm-hmm. hence leading to depression mm-hmm. and anxiety on many occasions. So one thing that, you know, we're talking about all the time regarding stress is ways of managing stress, mm-hmm. and typically the things that you think of is either medication or therapy and counseling. But one thing that we rarely discuss, or I don't know, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you would know better than me about whether it's ever been discussed here in this show, but is alternatives to stress management. In other words, what are the things that we can do without having to think about getting some type of medication
mm-hmm.
or going and seeing a therapist, or in other words, prevention more than anything. And we always have to be preventing, really.
So what are the alternatives? I mean, the one that comes to mind for me is like yoga or
mm-hmm. that
exercise,
is actually one of them,
you know, or exercise, you know, well, yoga is an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Having, I don't know, what else? I mean, I don't know, because I'm not
yeah.
a very good person. I mean, I deal with stress, and I might stress out, and then, okay, that's it.
Uh-huh.
I'm done with it. Let's go.
So you pretty much just cope with it when it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that, and there's, you know, it's sort of, to say that there are alternatives is sort of right, but it's also kind of wrong,
mm-hmm.
because rather than being alternatives, they're things that we already know, and that many of us have but don't necessarily use
mm-hmm.
or make use of when we should. For example, you know, we think of family as, well, yeah, of course I have a family. We all do. And by family, I don't mean just, you know, brothers, sisters, dad, mom. No. By family, I mean our social network,
mm-hmm.
our support system.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be friends, people that we know and are used to and
mm-hmm.
often see. So that is one of the things that we think about the least. When thinking, well, what do you mean? I mean, I'm always stressed. How does that have anything to do with that?
With my support. Yeah.
Exactly. But that is the number one, you know, safety net that we all have. Everybody knows at least one person that they see as close to them, whether it's a family, a friend, or a family member, and making use of that support system as a means of not necessarily just venting,
mm-hmm.
but seeking advice,
mm-hmm.
discussing about you know, what's going on at any particular time, at any time given when you're dealing with stress. Maybe even if it's people that you see regularly, like daily, pretty mm-hmm. much, then debriefing sort of at the end of the day. You know, nowadays, we rarely take the time to do that. Mm-hmm. That is a huge thing to do.
But you have to also be careful with the person that's listening.
Yes.
Or, you know, because some of us, okay, you know what, I don't want to listen to your stress because I have a stress of my own. I don't want to, you know, or, mm-hmm. okay, get over it. Or just.
Yeah, that's true.
So you need to know, you have to be careful who, you need to know who is really your support mm-hmm. person. You know, there's mm-hmm. people that are your friends and family, but, you know, there's some that don't.
That's true. Aren't necessarily as supportive as you would want them to, right?
As supportive.
Yeah. So there's a series of things, though, that need to be connected, mm-hmm. and that's neat that you bring that up, because it's very important to keep that in mind. You're right. You know, sometimes you go trying to seek a hand, and so to speak, you get a handout. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, if you're lucky, mm-hmm. you'll get that, right? Sometimes you won't even get that. But what's important, too, is also being mindful of what it is that's stressing you out. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, this morning coming here and being in a hurry, I was thinking, am I going to make it on time? What if I get into a car accident because I'm sort of speeding or ticket? Yeah. But then, you know, I started thinking about those things and really considering what the outcomes might be. And I thought, you know what? A couple minutes late should be the least of my worries. Mm-hmm. The repercussions of what might happen if I continue to speed are going to be far worse than being a couple minutes late. And at that moment, I was able to assess mm-hmm. the situation and what was a better outcome at that moment. What better decision could I make to make things work a little bit better for me? So that's one thing that you also want to keep in mind when maybe venting at the end of the day, because you might be venting every day about, you know, the price of gas going up, or the things that we have very little control mm-hmm. over. My gosh, it's cold and now it's kind of like really warm. Where is the world going to end up next, you know? So it also is a matter of being mindful and being aware of awareness, I guess, of where you're at.
Things that you can control and things you can't control.
Yeah. And that, as a matter of fact, is a very good point, because that serves perfectly to put things into perspective. Okay, is this something that I can do something about? Or is it something I just can't do anything?
Like, for example, controlling a five-year-old. I can't. I want to, but I just can't. She is just all over the place. I don't know. No, but it's stressful, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to get them to school, you know, trying mm-hmm. to get in. And, I mean, for me, you know, if she's late, you know, she's late. But for her, being late, you know, means that she's not going to be able to, you know, go to recess or something. Uh-huh. So that's the...
Of course,
I don't want to, because of me, I don't want her to.
Uh-huh. So,
but yeah, it's just, those are things that, I mean, I'm not saying that my daughter's out of control, but there's certain things that she, you know, her behaviors, her moods, you know, it's just.
Her personality,
Her personality,
right?
You know, she's happy, she's mad, she's angry, she's sad.
Yeah, but maybe in an instance like that, you still have maybe somewhat control over it, because at five, you know, she's pretty able to understand exactly what being late means. And that's something that maybe you can explain to her and work out with her.
She realizes.
To a certain extent,
actually,
I'm sure.
When in the morning when she doesn't realize that, but, you know, as it's getting, oh, no, then I'm late.
Yeah. And then no matter what you say, she's still going to be upset. Yeah.
But what other alternatives are there?
So,
I mean, it's just because stress is such a big, unfortunately, part of our lives.
Yeah.
And like you said, we're always, you know, now that we have access to our phones and our smartphones and mm-hmm. we're able to see a lot more information, you know, the stocks went down. Oh, my God. You know, that's my retirement.
Yeah.
You know, that in the news, all of a sudden you get if you have instant access to your phone and news, mm-hmm. you know, that let's say that a war erupted somewhere else or... or that, like you said, prices of gas go up. It's just
there's
so much information, and you know, we're trying to be, you know, live our lives, and then there's so many other
and
things
then cope
going,
with the things that are personally happening to us, right?
Personally, yeah. And then all of a sudden, all the other things, other factors are around us. Okay, so how do we handle that?
It's you
maybe information overload.
It is information
trying
overload,
to keep up with your contacts at Facebook, which. Yeah.
And then the internet is out, and you're like completely lost. It right? You're just
For example, if you don't have all of a sudden, and it's happened. You know, let's say that at work there's no internet access, or your phone doesn't work. What you feel so
lost.
Then you feel so isolated.
Yeah.
How can I reach so and so? I don't have right there. Mario's playing with his iPhone. He let go of it. But yeah, you are. Stressed out when you get so much information, and stressed out when you don't have that information.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, I guess really the important thing there again is it worth worrying about it? And not only that, but you know, for example, yesterday in the same show here, mm-hmm. but in the Spanish version, we were talking about this same topic. You know, communication now being so around us all the time. Not long ago, I saw this news really sad about this accident in China. This bus carrying like 30 kids mm-hmm. from kindergarten, and unfortunately, a lot of them passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad. But a news from China. I mean, it was unfortunate that this happened. But then again, what could I do about mm-hmm. something that happened in China?
Mm-hmm.
What could I have done about something so... At that moment, it's basically, and if stuff like that is really worrying you about, is really worrying you a lot all the time, is it even necessary to be watching that stuff? I mean, when there's really little that you can do?
Yeah.
And if you know yourself, if you're not aware of yourself, that that's something that will most likely affect you,
mm-hmm.
then you need to be mindful of the fact that then I need to stay away from news a little bit.
Like kids are growing up and... They all of a sudden they start worrying about global warming,
yes.
or pollution or the wars, and
mm-hmm.
they're always.
Yeah, and I think what we're trying to say is not that stress is bad, because
mm-hmm.
it really isn't completely bad, but too much of it is very much so.
And you know, I've heard a lot of people, and I was a good example. I would stress out when I was in college to do papers, turn it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somehow or another, I always started the semester saying, you know, I'm going to read the chapter by chapter by chapter as it's going along. Or I'm going to start doing my paper at the beginning and, you know, not have it. But, of course, that never worked. I was, the night before,
yeah.
I was trying to read the whole textbook or trying to do a paper in one night.
Printing that morning before
school. And you're stressed. But sometimes it came out good.
Yeah.
You know, just not, but, you know, I did pretty good. I passed.
So you have to ask yourself,
I did graduate.
Was it the stress that... kept you on your, you know, on your toes and made you like, really focus so
and,
much
you know,
on that
and you,
paper.
And every year and every semester you said, I'll never do that again. I will not do that again. I will not wait till the last minute to do that. But
you ended up doing the same
thing.
It
never happened. It never happened. So, you know, yes, stress is good because it made mm-hmm. it kept me on my toes and I was able to finish that paper.
Yeah.
You know, I stressed out. You know, I probably... got more early gray hairs
mm-hmm.
and maybe an ulcer, but I finished it.
And
but
also,
you know, that was
you know, you use the example of like teenagers and kids worrying about global warming. And now, in that sense, maybe that stress, yes, they may be under stress, but maybe that stress is what makes them become a little bit more active and maybe outspoken about an issue that they're very passionate about. So you never know. You know, stress... directed appropriately might actually be a good thing. Although there's just no way that too much stress
mm-hmm.
can be directed in any way other than just in the wrong way.
We're talking with Julio Camargo. He is a mental health counselor and an MFT intern with the Brawley team. And today we're talking about stress and alternatives to stress. So what other alternatives do we have besides we talked about, you know, some exercise. Actually, we haven't really talked about support, having people around you that are supportive.
Yeah.
that are really, truly supportive.
Yes. So, you know, like we said earlier, you typically when you think of, my gosh, I'm suffering from so much stress that I'm actually starting to feel depressed, maybe symptoms of anxiety, and we all know what those are. Mm-hmm. You know, so much of them, we at times feel that maybe because of a physical condition, because they actually start representing themselves in a physical way, with headaches and stomach problems and muscle aches. So it's important to check, you know, with a doctor, but it's important to, again, and these are sort of like the clue words, right? Mm-hmm. To be aware and mindful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we so stressed that these symptoms may be as a result of that stress? Mm-hmm. Or are they a result of something else, something of a more biological, physical nature going on? But when you talk about that support system, not only the support system that you have with family and friends, mm-hmm. but today I brought some ideas about support systems that we can find in our communities. So and these are resources that are available to completely everybody, mm-hmm. you know, and anywhere, at least here in Imperial Valley. And part of those community resources or support systems that we may find in the community include recreational programs that we might at some point be interested in participating,
mm-hmm.
as a stress reliever. If you are part of a church,
mm-hmm.
or you belong to a religious denomination, then maybe a local church might also be able to provide, mm-hmm. that support system. You know, it's interesting to see in so many occasions people really dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, but so many of them not reaching out even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, in cases such as those, be the first thing to tackle. You know, it's one thing to try and deal with stress and anxiety on your own. In a very different one to reach out a little bit, and we all really do at some point have to do that.
Well, so could it be that some people that are dealing with stress have really difficult issues, and they deal with stress in a way, some of them, they either work more,
mm-hmm.
or they keep themselves busy,
yeah,
very busy,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they deal with their stress.
Yeah. Now, in a case like that, and you're absolutely right,
It could be either their own job, or
yeah.
it could be building something, or mm-hmm. just busy,
yeah.
fixing
yeah.
the house, painting the house, or
mm-hmm. yeah. So hobbies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know that it may sound cliche that we're talking about these things, but you'd be surprised of how many people that we see at our clinic don't use any of these resources, and then when they do, they honestly realize that this was something that was at their grasp all mm-hmm. the time, all along, and they never made any use of it. A hobby, you know, and a healthy one, hopefully. But, for example, in a hobby may be actually exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And exercise covers so many things, right? I mean, it covers our health, not only physical, but mental as well.
Mm-hmm.
Time that we can invest in something that we're enjoying while we're doing it. Involving other people to do it along with us, you know, it's just so fulfilling to find something.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking is also a good way. I mean, just you de-stress
yeah.
and you just cook.
Cooking. Some people collect things,
mm-hmm.
although you don't want to get to the point where you're hoarding a lot of this stuff. But
then there's a
yeah,
then
that
there's OCD.
That would just open another spectrum of trouble, right? But people collect things.
Yes.
People.
I think one of the most important ones, and I think, is having a pet.
Yeah.
Having a pet.
You know, more and more, we see more people having a pet as a support, as a therapeutic support.
We have seven.
Which is
dogs.
How. Well, then you have a lot of therapeutic support. Then.
Yes, and they all give you unconditional love.
Well, but pets are, you know, they're part of our.
Oh, they're
loved
my babies.
Ones.
They're my other babies.
Support system. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So for many people, they actually are, and I'm not surprised. I mean, I don't think anybody should be surprised that somebody might have, you know, their dog or their cat as their major support system. I think as living things and living beings, we're all sort of connected. So.
When I had, you know, like stress or just wanted to de-stress or wanted when I used to have a horse, my horses, you know, mm-hmm. I just saddled up and ride. And I just, you would think that it was, you know, but I was talking to my horse. Uh-huh. I was talking to my horse to whatever was going on that day or whatever, and just very calm, you know, just the walk of the horse, just very soothing and very calming.
Oh, that sounds very relaxing.
Yeah, it was. And that just kind of like de-stressed me. Uh-huh. Just, but yeah, talking to my animals. And I do.
Yeah.
I think you need to. But that was a way for me.
Too bad
too.
You can't take the horse and ride it to work, right?
And it's too bad I can't bring my dogs to work also, because they're very calming too.
Much less the horse.
They're calming to me.
Be in your office.
No,
right
I know. They're calming to me, but they're very mean to other people. So.
I bet, yeah. So. They're very protective then. Yes, very
chihuahuas,
defensive, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They can be like that.
My two little chihuahuas. The other ones are bigger. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. And usually we don't necessarily think of these things as things that might, you know, be able to help us to manage the stress. Mindfulness and awareness, I think, would be the number one thing, because you get back from work and you come back home from having had a very stressful mm-hmm. day, and if you don't find something, if you don't have someone or some activity on which to release mm-hmm. that stress onto, then, or channel it mm-hmm. in a different way, in a positive way, hopefully, then it's stress that not only is going to continue to pile up, but that will eventually, you know, mm-hmm. Explode in a way that won't necessarily be, you know, positive.
So being mindful and aware.
I think that's the clue, because then again, you can find yourself, like we said earlier, stressing about mm-hmm. every little thing, right?
What things can you control? What things are out of control, out of your control, like you said?
Yeah.
You know, being aware that, you know what, like you said, I can't control, you know, the prices of, like you said, the gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's certain things that, mm-hmm. you know, you need gas to drive your vehicle, maybe mm-hmm. finding other alternatives, maybe not drive a car anymore, maybe take a bus. Our mm-hmm. public. It's getting better, our public transportation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, being aware of other alternatives, mm-hmm. being aware of things that are out of your control.
Yeah.
Things that you can. So I think that's good to know. You know, I've never really
seen that.
That's a clue
too,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
It's true.
That's a huge clue. Especially because for example, things that you can't control mm-hmm. will always include And at times even myself included, maybe try to influence some, people around us mm-hmm. and people that we care for. Oh my gosh, I don't like how my mom, she's always saying this. I don't like how my sisters always bring this up. So being mindful of the fact that, is there anything that you can do that will have or provoke a change in that person? And to be honest, once you think about it, no. There's little, if nothing, that you can or should do. You know, because really, ultimately, that's just the nature of who they are, right? Mm-hmm. It's what we can do. Our thoughts,
yes.
The way we interpret what other people say about us, how we interpret what other people do, that we can have control over. So it's always a matter of, and again, mm-hmm. and I hate to sound like a broken record, but mindful and awareness of who we are.
Yeah. And I've heard people, you know, friends tell me, you know what, it's not, you know, when people, friends would get mad at each other or, you know, he made me mad.
Exactly.
He made me sad.
Yeah.
No, you're making yourself. You are sad. You're mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not the one making you. You control your emotions.
Yeah. And kids do a lot mm-hmm. of that, right? You know,
yeah.
you were talking about your 5-year-old.
Yeah. You make me, you make me sad. No, honey, I didn't. You're sad. Yeah. I didn't make you.
Or their behavior just upsets us so much. Mm-hmm. And then we're thinking, oh my gosh, this little, I wish I could, like, just, you know. So, what is it about it, you know, that affects us so much? Is it that maybe at that point we see sort of a reflection of how we've, you know, sort of encouraged this child to be? Is it maybe part of...
Oh, no. You know, what, don't see my head. No, just
no, that's just an example. No, not necessarily all the time, but we need to be aware of that. You know, so to see ourselves really as individuals, and it obviously it sounds very redundant. We are individuals, but sometimes we don't see ourselves as individuals because we see ourselves as an extension of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we assume that that as since we're an extension of that other person has to do whatever we want them to do, mm-hmm. or has to say things that won't affect us. Because if they're an extension of me, then they should be just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not aware, we're not mindful of the fact that every person is different. Yeah.
They're individuals.
And we can't control it.
I mean, that's what usually parents do. You know, you want your kids to grow mm-hmm. up and be and either something better than, you know,
yeah.
than you. You know, and that's a reflection. That's, mm-hmm. well, how they behave is a reflection of how you parented.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes kids are their own individuals. They have, you can provide them, but if ultimately they'll do,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. with kids, you know, you want them to become doctors or lawyers, but hey, when they grow up, they're going to decide mm-hmm. what they want to do.
Yeah, they are.
All you can do is just guide them.
It's just guide them and hope that what you've taught them and the values that you've
Mm-hmm. But people stress out about them. That. Parents yeah. stress out, you know, as soon as they have a baby, what's going to happen? You know, am I going to do the right thing? You know, I didn't know when mm-hmm. I had my daughter, I didn't know, you know, I did mm-hmm. read that. What to expect
mm-hmm.
the first years.
But you see, it's sort of kind of, I mean, Rao, you use a very good example, but I'm thinking that's kind of really great that they're kind of stressed.
Mm-hmm.
If they've had a child as opposed to not being stressed at all, because maybe that would indicate, my gosh, how much are they going to care for that
mm-hmm.
child? Whereas on the other hand, if they're stressed and thinking about it, maybe it's the one thing
this?
That, yeah, it's the one thing that's going to be help them to be very much aware of the care that they mm-hmm. need to give to that child, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, it's a stress that is very well channeled.
So that's good stress.
That's a good stress, yeah. And that's a good stress as long as you're able to see that, you know, that stress is leading you to do things that are actually, you know, positive or mm-hmm. productive for yourself and for someone else. So
the
that's...
So the difference is that when it's the bad stress, this bad stress can affect you, even your health.
Yeah,
you know,
your health.
You hear a lot of people
physical
with,
and mental.
Yeah,
right?
Physical and mental.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the stress does contribute to a lot of health mm-hmm. issues.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking right now about how stress then turns into like very extreme anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So much that there's so many people and there's a surge of more and more statistics and numbers here in the U.S. and I'm sure, you know, in the rest of the world, but specifically here in the U.S. about people even avoiding leaving their homes
mm-hmm.
because of stress. So that's really sad
mm-hmm.
because then it's so pervasive that you're, you know, limiting yourself, you're sort of shutting yourself to the rest of the world
mm-hmm.
and the things that might actually help you to rid yourself of the stress, because nobody wants to be mm-hmm. that stressed, believe me.
Yeah.
But by doing that, you're ironically shutting yourself, you're shutting all the doors that you could have had available to avoid the one thing that, you know, you despise the most, which is that stress.
But then you have the other part is that, you know, right now with the way the economy is, there's a lot of people, especially the holidays just passed, and it was, you have the stress, oh, trying to find presents for everybody at the last minute.
Yeah.
It's the 24th. And you're stressing and people making lines, finding parking and everything. But then you have the other families that don't, you know, they don't have a job. They don't know how stressing out of how to
one
be able
present,
to put,
at least.
How to put food on the table. You know, where are they going to live?
Yeah.
You know, that having a roof, shelter. Shelter and food, you know, the basic necessities, and they're not, they don't have that to meet that.
Yeah.
And they have a family, and they have kids, especially if they have kids. You know, you don't want us, we have kids, we want to provide for our kids. We want to give them, they have shelter, food, and when you don't have that, I mean, that is very stressful.
Yeah. And at that point, I think...
And those are things that you can't control. I mean, you can't...
Yeah.
You want a job,
but
you don't,
can't
find
it.
A job.
Yeah,
you know, what can you do?
Yeah,
and those are very hard situations.
Yeah. And they're, my gosh, I mean, are those reasons to be stressed about, right? I mean, there's just no way to not be stressed about something like that. And at that point, I think even more so than stress, it's your basic needs not being met.
Just the basic needs.
And if your basic needs aren't being met, of course, you're going to be beyond stressed. You're going to be depressed and anxious and physically and mentally and in every way.
And hopefully they have a support system.
But exactly. Then we go, we sort of go full circle on this, right? Because then, like you just said, you know, who's your support system? Now, if you're in a situation like that, but we're also going full circle on this other aspect because, okay, let's be mindful and aware. Am I always going to be in a situation like this? Is this a temporary situation? Because if you're without job, have you been without a job your entire life? So this might be only temporary. Has your family not ever had anything to eat? This might be only temporary. So number one, then number two, reaching out, you know, to that support system. If hopefully you have one,
it could be friends.
Friends,
family, or the community.
Or the community, yeah.
There's a lot of agencies that provide a lot of services.
Hopefully, you know, for those people listening to us out there, they're not or they won't ever be in a situation like that, but there is help. You know, at least here in Imperial Valley, every city, and talking about the three major cities, Calexico, Brawley, and El Centro, have... community resources and have programs that are available for families who are just really, really struggling with issues like those, you know, food, shelter. And if you don't have those things, of course you're going to stress. But you're going to stress about that meeting that basic need at that moment. Forget about gas prices. Forget about, you know, not having presents to put under the Christmas tree. You're going to be worried about whether you have something to eat that night, right?
And a place
to sleep. And a place to sleep, But and clothes to wear, etc.
But that's, like you said, being mindful, being aware.
Being aware, and
that's the key.
Yeah, and I use a lot the rules for fighting fair.
Are there rules?
And there are rules for fighting fair. And the first one,
I know.
The first one really is to identify what the problem really is. Okay, you know what? I don't have food and I don't have shelter, maybe. Okay, so as soon as I get those, then you focus on the problem. So it's those two things that are key. Because you've identified the problem, and it's in a situation like that, it's kind of easy to identify, right? Heck, I don't have food and a place to sleep, period. So you've definitely identified the problem. But then once you focus on the problem and... maybe you know, one of your family or friends is able to have you in their home, and maybe tell you, you know what,
find a shelter.
Or maybe, you know what, this is a shelter, but you'll be able to be here at least for a month while, you know, you get on your, up on your feet and you find a place of your own, maybe a job or access some of the community resources and maybe some public funding for such a thing. So you're focusing on the problem. Okay, since I've identified that food and shelter is what I needed, and now that's being, you know, fulfilled, that need, now I can focus on the next thing, which is to find a job and then get some money to find a place of our own, and little by little you work your way up. So,
but when it gets impaired, you know, there's obstacles. Let's say
that happens too.
You have depression. You know, mm-hmm. it just that depression or that does not allow you to go find a job. Uh-huh. You know, then that's when you know what we can come in and we can provide services.
Yeah, and that's where people can call.
And they have to be aware. They have to be aware.
Aware that that's what they're going through, right?
Yeah.
And maybe, but then again, there's something positive already going on at that moment. Because instead of closing and shutting themselves to everybody, this person would be reaching out by calling us at 760-482-4000 for maybe an eval or an intake assessment so that other people, quote, behavioral health, can help them to maybe identify exactly what it is that's going on. Maybe it is depression.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then what services are available to help them get up on their feet?
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, you see, already there's something positive going on. And hopefully the person is aware and mindful of the fact that, heck, you know what, I'm doing something mm-hmm. about it. And I'm in a really bad situation, but, you know, I'm not going to...
But is it difficult to be aware? I mean, we're sometimes... I mean, here we are. I'm right here, but just... For some people, it's very difficult to be aware and being mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, like, going back again, there's so much information going around.
Yeah.
It's just so, it could be very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to kind of being aware of where you're at, it's just...
You know, it may sound like...
Too much distracting, in other words. Too much distraction.
It may sound like it's difficult, but... Really, should it be difficult? I guess
it shouldn't, but
it shouldn't, because when you know, in the title of today's show being alternatives to relaxation or stress management, typically we also come up with the notion of, oh well, stress management, relaxation techniques, and the first thing that comes to mind is, oh well, we got to do the breathing relaxation or you know all these different techniques that there are right for relaxation. But really, when you think of the number one relaxation, and it's not relaxation in itself, is taking the time at some time during the day or whenever you identify that it's time to take the time to really think about what is it that's going on in your life. Are you even stressed? Because like you said, some people may be stressed and it's work that's making them stressed. And they sink themselves even more into their work. So it's kind of like a
cycle.
Sort of a vicious cycle, right? So it's rather than, okay, I got to do my breathing relaxation at the end of the day. The fact of the number one relaxation thing would be to think about and give yourself the time. And that's like a key sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give ourselves the time to think about what's going on in my life. I don't necessarily have to maybe do this breathing relaxation at this very moment, but I have to think, what is stressing me out? And going back to what you said, you know, is it difficult?
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. But it is, because we don't give ourselves that time, because we're so caught up on, you know, like we said earlier, looking up the news about this bus crashing in China or...
Yeah.
Stock prices crashing in the...
Lost 200 points, 400 points.
Yeah.
The Dow has...
And the weather's good or the weather's bad or, you know, so many things. So many things. Trying to think about, you know, things here going on locally. Oh, unemployment rate is the worst in the state of California and maybe even the U.S. So, you know, we got to be mindful of those things and think... You know, is that what's stressing me out? Rather than thinking about, my gosh, I have to get maybe... And this may be the case, obviously, in so many situations, right? Like you said, there's people that are suffering from very severe depression and anxiety that do require to see a doctor, that do require medication, that do need to see a therapist and a counselor. But to keep in mind, what are the things that I can do before I... need to go and get more specialized service when maybe there's things around me, maybe there's things that I have access to at this very moment that might help me to manage at least a little bit this stress. So it's not necessarily doing your relaxation at the end of the day, although it'd be the best thing to do, but to take the time to think about, you know, what's going on in my life, what's stressing me, what isn't. Maybe even make
what's
a list.
What's important? I mean, for me, I just, what's important? You know what? You know, well, I just, sometimes I go, you know what? I can't help it. You know, this is, I can only do so much in a day. You know, that's, and I still have to take care of my family. And
so what do you,
tomorrow is another day. That's how I see it.
Well, there you go.
Tomorrow is another day.
Because you only have so much time in the day, right?
You know, or sometimes if I make mistakes, you know what? Okay, I made a mistake. And for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to learn from it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to do it again.
So again, and then thinking again about what you mentioned earlier, Maria, things that we can control and things that we cannot control.
It's
if you're
it's done.
Laying in bed at 11:30 at night trying to go to sleep, but you can't because you're thinking about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I need to do this. I need to do that. Well, really, what can you do about it?
Can't
at
do it
11:30
anything.
At
I know,
night?
I know.
So it, you know, you see, then if you're tossing and turning and you can't sleep because of that, then are you really giving yourself the time to think whether it's something you can or cannot control? And if you can't control it, is it worth worrying about since there's nothing you can do about it? It's like worrying about, you know, is it going to rain tomorrow? Is it going to be, you know, 100 degrees tomorrow?
I better not, because I just washed my car.
Yeah, me too. But if that's the case, what can we do about it? Should we worry about it, even if you washed your car? Too bad. You know, you're going to have to wash it again maybe next week.
I don't want to spend the money. No, just
so,
but that's, I mean, what, in wrapping it up, it's just being mindful, being aware.
Yeah, I think that would be the number one thing.
You know, really, where you're at.
Yeah, where you're at and what is stressing you out. Is it worth worrying about what is stressing you out at that moment? A relationship with someone, maybe. You know, and like we said earlier, how much of an influence do you have on changing somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Or should you even attempt? Or is it even conceivable to think about trying to change somebody else? Everybody's their own person.
Maybe they'll come
so
up with an app for mind control.
Ah, that's good.
I know, huh?
So
they come up with all the other apps. Have an app for mind control. And then you can change it.
Programmers out there listening to the show. You know,
some waves.
Some ideas on the next app. Right?
Well, Julio, thank you so much for coming.
And thank you for inviting me.
And we have to make sure that, you know, give the phone number again for any services they would like through Behavior Health.
Sure. The number is 760-482-4000.
And today we were talking to Julio Camargo, who is a mental health counselor with Behavior Health at Brawley Team 1. And we were talking about stress, you know, how to control stress, alternative to stress, and, you know, being mindful, being aware where you're at, and taking time.
Yeah,
and taking time.
To think about
so
those things.
For all of our listeners who are going to work and are stressed, you know, just be mindful, be aware, and take the time. Okay? And we will be back next week, so have a good weekend. And hopefully Scott will be back by then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.